Welcome to Permission Slip, your all-access pass to your inner badass. This is a fist bump and a high five to get you moving out of your comfort zone and into your zone of genius. The goal is to inspire you and remind you of who you really are. So if you've got a bold vision for a life and business that's going to create waves, welcome. My name is Michelle Akaris, and I would like to give you permission. Because maybe you've been waiting for it, but more importantly, because we've been waiting for you. Hey, this is just a warning that this episode has adult language. So if you have little people around or you don't want the people around you grasping at their pearls, go ahead and put on some headphones. Thanks. Hey, and welcome back to Permission Slip. I want to go deeper today with this idea of making space. This is the work that prepares us for that deep, shadowy work of winter. So stick with me through this episode. I promise it'll be worth your time. So as part of my releasing and making space, I'm embracing two phrases, two mantras, if you will. I'm using these mantras to help calibrate my inner compass and to help me overcome particularly fear. These two mantras help me to put new perspective on what's holding me back and basically just get over myself. So my two mantras are fuck it and fuck yeah. I am saying fuck it a hell of a lot more. I'm dismissing my inhibitions. I am dismissing my fears. I'm dismissing the insecurities and the self-talk that says not only that I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy, but that I'm not visible, that I'm not here, that I'm not seen, that I'm not heard, that I'm not valued or valuable, that I am not worthy of being seen, or I have nothing worthwhile to contribute. Now, I really, really don't buy into that narrative. I don't. And I am still a woman who has been profoundly impacted by trauma. So there is the truth of who I am, what I feel at my core, and what I know to be true. And then there is the experience of this lifetime with abuse, addiction, abandonment, violence that has left undeniable repercussions in my psyche. That's the truth I must reckon with. And what has taken a really long time for me to realize in a way that's useful, in a way that I can use the realization to catalyze change, is so many of my life's choices have been a direct, like there's a direct correlation between the decision that I made, the choice that I made, and the trauma that I experienced as a child and as an adult. And is my personal soul work, my work of this season and probably my work for the rest of my life to remember the power of my spirit in this lifetime, to shine now, to shine where I am. I am working daily to release my inner child from the chains of trauma. And that is what the expression fuck it does for me. It cuts my chains. It barrels through all the doubt, all the hesitation and the inhibitions, all the shit that my body has kept the score on. I have endured and overcome tremendous emotional abuse. Yes, I am healing. Yes, I am releasing, but I am still scarred. My body still remembers, and I am impacted irreversibly. So fuck it for me is, yes, all that is true and do it anyway. So fuck it for me is, yes, all of that is true and do it anyway. All the fear, all the self-doubt, all. Okay. So fuck it for me is yes. All of that is true, and do it anyway. All the fear, all the self-doubt, all the self-criticism, scars, and trauma, fucking do it anyway. I have begun to understand that all of those limiting beliefs, insecurities, fears, they have stood in as my armor and my shield to protect me from more pain. But let me tell you, there is nothing more painful than being weighed down by internalized lies. There is nothing more painful than dreams unrealized, or worse, not even trying. I cannot waste energy worrying about failing. I'm not worried about the end. I want to enjoy the journey of going for it. Which brings me to my next mantra, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah is the guiding principle of my compass. It's my great calibrator. I'm in search of the things in my life that incite that fuck yeah feeling. I'm searching for the things that ignite my fire, that turn me on, that get me so excited, that incite enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm is from the Greek, to be divinely inspired or possessed by God. That's the level of fuck yeah I'm after. Whether I say yes to something or not is determined by this standard. Does it evoke a fuck yeah? So how does all this fucking around tie into the Making Space podcast? Well, there are a few ways. First of all, the first episode is the epitome of fuck it. The day I decided I was relaunching the podcast was the day I recorded that podcast. There were so many reasons not to. I hadn't prepared anything. I had done zero marketing to the lead up of the launch of the podcast. I was in isolation, recovering from COVID, so I was concerned I'd sound off, tired, congested, blah, blah, blah. But let's be real. None of that matters at all. Not one bit. So I said, fuck it, and hit record and published it. I made space for courage, creativity, self-expression, risk-taking, resourcefulness, and so much more. I made space by letting go of the reasons and the excuses and the fear of rejection and ridicule. I let go of fear and made space for love, the love I have for myself, the trust I have in myself. And I took inspired action from that place of knowing and trusting and loving myself. Look, I hear you. You got reasons to not do it. I hear you. And I'm here to validate those reasons. They are real. Just like every reason I gave to not do my podcast that day, they were valid. But I'm also giving you permission to find your fuck yes and say fuck it and do it anyway. Yeah, the reasons were valid, but I have a published podcast now. I have something of mine out in the world. My voice is out in the world. It is free. I am free. And here's another connection to making space. Although I launched the podcast and got the first episode out into the world, there was something gnawing at me about it. The episode was fine. But I realized after a few days that the gnawing feeling was this sense that I didn't fully let go. I didn't fully show up. I have on more than one occasion been called too much. And that right there, that lie, is something I am so concentrated on releasing. The idea that my too much is a me issue, when actually my too much is an ish you, not an ish me. Other people's opinions of me are not my problem. I release myself from their cages. Other people's opinions of you are not your problem. I release you from their cages. So that's what I'm talking about in real time when I said in episode one that you have to identify what's holding you back and you need to let it go. Doing that first episode revealed that barrier for me, that I was holding myself back from being fully me. And gosh darn it, I know better than to insult my creator and myself by being anything less than fully me. And there's one last thing I want to share before I close up this episode. I'm part of a few women's groups, and much of my inspiration for this podcast, to start this podcast, and for the mission of the educational community I founded, Gather the Women, comes from the stories of the women from these groups. I see myself in them. We are absolutely reflections of one another. Our vulnerabilities, our humanity, our divine oneness. I am so inspired and motivated by these women and what they show me about myself. But to all their questions, to all their requests for guidance, to all their fears, I want to scream from the mountaintops, the answer is you. What you are looking for is you. The answers you seek are literally in you. I cannot tell you how many stories I read about women chopping their own potentials at the knees to stay in toxic relationships, to not rock the boat, to stay somewhere in the shadows, unnoticed, quiet, to keep the peace. Hell, it's my own story too. A story of trying to survive, trying to do better. The struggle is so familiar. And what else I hear from these women is the thunderous battle that goes on in their internal world because there are gifts bestowed upon them that are aching to find their way out into the world. These women feel the call. They feel that ache. They feel the urging and the gnawing and the insistence. They feel themselves losing their goddamn minds, trying to stuff down the truth of who they are, trying to snuff out the raging fire in their hearts and souls, trying to short circuit the power that surges through them. And this denial is causing them to be physically, emotionally, and spiritually unwell. And so with a heart full of compassion and overflowing love for you and profound belief in your power to overcome hardship and see your way into the light, not just see your way into the light, but to be that light, to shine now and shine where you are, I extend to you this invitation to all of you listening to find what turns you on. What makes you feel that fuck yeah? And commit to saying fuck it and find your way. I want to give you permission because maybe you've been waiting for it, but Lord knows I and the world have been waiting for you. Phew. I'm going to walk by the water after this one. I'd love to process this episode with you. I'm over on Instagram at Gather the Women. It's WOMXN. Hop onto the thread for the episode, episode 2, or pop into my DMs. I have some freebies I'll be adding to the link in my bio, so keep checking back there to grab helpful, soulful, practical resources, both for your life and your business. Freedom is and always will be one of my core values. I want to help you find and embrace yours. I'm sending you my love. Talk with you soon.